Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the Xiaomi Redmi Y2, which is the latest selfie-focused smartphone from Xiaomi. It's a Chinese brand which has become very, very popular in India. Now to talk about this smartphone, we have the person who reviewed it on this podcast, that is Aditya Shenoy.
Hello.
And I'm your host, Pranay Parab. So Aditya, first, why don't you tell everyone why the Redmi Y2 is important in the Indian market? I mean, Xiaomi has had this problem of late where they are launching maybe one phone too many. Mm-hmm. And the Redmi Y2 falls like squarely in the middle of their budget price segment, right? So I think they have phones starting from about 5,999
yeah.
till around 16,000 rupees.
Yeah, that's where, you have an overlap in the pricing when it comes to different smartphones. Now, the Y2 is a selfie-focused smartphone, and looking at a lot of people clicking selfies, so probably Xiaomi thought it's a good market to introduce it. And it's not the first selfie phone. You have the Redmi Y1, which was launched last year. And along with that, there's also the Redmi Y1 Lite. So the Y2 is technically the third smartphone in the Y series, which is primarily a selfie-focused range from Xiaomi. Whereas everything else, pretty much, the Redmi series is like more performance in a less price kind of a thing. And Mi is mostly the premium kind of phones, wherein you have the Mi Mix and the Mi 4, or, the types. The Mi A1 is like an exception. It's an Android One device. And the Mi Max, that's like a lot of people forget about the Mi Max altogether.
But can't blame them, right?
Because yeah,
there are just way too many phones.
Yeah.
Anyway, so before we go into that, the Redmi Y2 has two variants, 3GB and 32GB, which is 3GB RAM and 32GB of storage. And
464.
Yeah, 464. So 32 is at 10,000 rupees, which is 9,999. Yeah. And 464 is at 13,000, so 12,999. Yeah, so now the funny thing is that the Redmi Y1 is still on sale. They haven't discontinued that phone.
Yeah.
And that is selling at 8,999.
Yeah. So when we got the phone for review, the price wasn't unveiled. And when we just started reviewing it, my first guess was that they'll probably go ahead and discontinue the Redmi Y1 and the Y2 will take its place at 8,999.
Hmm.
Looking at the specification and specifications and everything. But it looks like Xiaomi has kept the Y1 on sale and the difference between it is 1,000 rupees only. So I think it's because when I reviewed the Redmi Y1 when it was launched last year, the one thing I thought about is, okay, the Y1 Lite is there for a reason. It's just there to kind of have a lower entry point for selfie smartphones. And I think about it it's kept the Y1 as a bridge between the cheapest Y series phone on offer and the Y2, which is the latest phone on offer. So someone who's wanting to not spend a lot, but kind of get good hardware, the Y1 is for them, looks like.
Yeah, but the Y2 is like pretty much better than the Y1 in every aspect, except for the price, which is 1,000 rupees higher, right?
It is. So the Y1 is, like I said, it was launched last year. And the Y2 is better, but at the same time, the Y1, I think, is easily available. While the Y2 is, you have to participate in flash sale. The Y1, I think, yeah, you can pretty much go ahead and buy it right away. Like 8,999, you can buy it right now. Mm. Whereas Y2, participate in Xiaomi's flash sale, where they'll tell you after a minute that it's all sold out. Better luck next time.
So. Yeah, it feels to me like I talk about this on every single episode that we record, which is the best Xiaomi phone is the one you can actually buy.
So I think these phones are also available offline. So you can possibly try your luck, pre-book from an offline store. And, fair reminder that shops, like if you go and buy it offline, it will be more expensive, like 1,000 rupee difference straight away.
That's another price to pay. There's so many like asterisks involved when we recommend a Xiaomi phone that it's just a bit unfortunate.
Hmm.
Considering that performance wise these phones are normally quite good, so since we are on that topic, how does the Y2 perform?
So interestingly, the Y2 has a Snapdragon 625 processor, which makes it like the fifth Xiaomi smartphone to have the same processor. So Xiaomi has managed to extract the most out of it, and it probably is buying 625 from Qualcomm at a huge scale. So in terms of performance, it is good. Like even the Redmi Note 5, which is also priced similarly, 9999, has the same processor, and it was very smooth. We ran all the benchmarks, similar scores all throughout. So for basic day-to-day use, or even, you know, occasional gaming and stuff, the phone can handle all of it.
Okay. And like another thing which like people normally don't notice when it comes to the performance of the phone is like how much of an effect does the software have on this?
Yeah, so Xiaomi, again, it's not stock Android. Xiaomi uses something that they call MIUI on top of Android Oreo in this case. Now, the Redmi Note 5 and even the Y1, I think that's on Nougat. And so this is MIUI 9.5 on top of Android 8.1 Oreo. And when I reviewed it, it ran the recent security patch. So when it comes to all of that, MIUI, personally, I'm not a big fan of MIUI. I still prefer stock Android because it's easier to use. And even when you're on the settings menu, they've kind of rearranged everything. But a few people, you know, of even my friends who use MIUI, they kind of prefer it. They say, okay, no, it has a lot of features which they find useful. I, on the other hand, okay, I don't use a lot of it. I prefer the bone stock Android approach. So, yeah, I think it all boils down to personal preference. I think even you have friends who prefer MIUI to stock Android.
Yeah, the MIUI fan base is surprisingly large.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that more tech-savvy people, such as, you know, the two of us, we tend to prefer stock Android.
Yeah, because I think we find ourselves at home wherein, you know, settings are right there where you wanted to and or where you're used to. And apart from that, you know, there's less bloatware. You know that the performance will be better because there's no skin running on top. You won't have an issue with the UI because there's no skin to break an app or anything of that sort. It's how Google intended to be and how app developers also develop apps, keeping stock Android in mind. So I prefer stock UI personally. MIUI, okay.
Yeah, but then, you know, everyone I've spoken to who's bought a Xiaomi phone, well, yeah, they seem to be fans of MIUI. So, yeah.
If you are planning to buy a Xiaomi phone, what I would recommend is look for a Xiaomi Mi store nearby try these phones out or wherever, you know, Vijay Sales, Akroma, or wherever, if you can get your hands on this phone. Try out MIUI, see if you're comfortable with it. And if you are, well, go ahead with the phone if you have good luck and manage to get one in a flash sale.
Yeah, that's what. So I noticed that the MIUI used in this case has a couple of customizations which support some gestures. Yeah. Like you swipe up and you can see recent apps. Yeah. So is there anything else that people should know about before they buy this phone?
Well, you can switch off the navigation buttons completely from the bottom and you have a gesture-based navigation. It is not very hard to kind of get used to it. It's easy. Well, I was using it all the time with the gesture navigation enabled. And you also get a little more screen real estate. Now, this phone already has an 18:9 aspect ratio, which means that, you know, you have like really thin bezels on the side, comparatively thicker on the top and the bottom. But it's easy to use and, you know, more display space, it's easy. So, yeah, only one issue is when you're watching a video or something, you have to like swipe two times to kind of activate the gesture because it has the same function as hiding the buttons. So, yeah, apart from that, you know, there's not a lot that they've done. I think MIUI 10 is a bigger upgrade, which I think this phone should be eligible in some time.
Yeah. So let's, we'll wait and watch whether MIUI 10 comes to this one and, you know, at what point it gets the update. All right. So in terms of design, the phone feels quite plasticky, I should say.
Yeah.
A very premium feeling phone.
It's not premium feeling. Actually, that is something I've written in the review as well, wherein at the same price point, the Redmi Note 5 offers a metal body. So, you know, a metal plate, but still a metal finish, which is more premium. But at this price point, I think I can excuse the Y2 to have a plastic body at 9999 because, you know, it's got a good processor, good RAM, and the cameras are good as well.
Yeah, so other than that, in terms of design, there's not much to write home about. Pretty standard Xiaomi design except for the dual cameras which are in vertical.
But actually, you know, if you're holding this phone, a lot of people might, like from a distance, they'll come and ask you if it's the Redmi Note 5 Pro.
Yeah, that could happen except for the camera layout, right?
No, the camera layout is exactly the same. The only difference is primarily you have a metal build on the Redmi Note 5 Pro.
Yeah, and they have the fingerprint sensor at the back.
Everything is the same.
Yeah, it's like the same. So, yeah, in terms of design, there's not much to comment on, honestly. And like it has the usual antenna band lines also at the top and bottom on the back panel of the phone. And comes with a headphone jack if you care about that sort of a thing. Yeah. Although in this case, they have a micro USB port, but I think we are willing to excuse that because, you know, it's on the budget side of things.
At this price point, it is. And the other useful thing on this is the IR blaster. It has an IR blaster on top. So you can control your TV, AC, or any IR-based appliance if you can't find the remote or something.
Yeah, it's a Redmi Y2 remote as well. So, pretty good. That's a handy feature, which, you know, we sort of underrate. And when...
Well, if you do find a use for it, then definitely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you lose your remote or something, don't need to buy a new one. Yeah. Just use your phone. Anyway, so coming to the highlight feature of this phone, which is selfies.
Yeah.
So the reason the Y series is different is that now, you know, like, let's take a step back. Now, a few episodes ago, we spoke about the Oppo Realme 1, which is Oppo's bid to take on Xiaomi. Yeah. They copied the brand name in the sense that the name is almost similar, like Realme, Redmi.
Redmi,
if you look at the font they've used, the way they've written Realme, it almost looks like Redmi.
Yeah.
So it's maybe not a very, ethically, if you think about it, maybe not the best thing to do. It makes them look bad, honestly. Yeah. But the strategy seems to be working. And, you know, the phone, when we reviewed it, we gave it a pretty good rating.
Yeah.
So that was Oppo's bid to take on Xiaomi. Whereas now, if you look at it, Xiaomi never really had a strong selfie-focused smartphone until they launched the Redmi Y1 last year. And they also had a tie-up with a very popular Bollywood actress when launching it. So I think now the Y series is probably, now that I think about it, Xiaomi's way to take on Oppo, whose phones are known to be, what, selfie experts.
Yeah,
right?
Oppo claims to be the selfie expert.
The Redmi Y2 has a... what do you call it? A flash on the front, which uses a
selfie light. Yeah. So it's not actually a flash. So it's there constantly and it kind of illuminates your face. And also your eyes kind of get used to it. See, because the issue with flash is when it flashes, you kind of squint a little just to, you know, reduce the glare going into your eyes. So this has a diffuse selfie light. So it has a fine coat on front of it so that it's not really bright. And apart from that, it's kind of helpful when you're shooting in low light conditions or something of that sort.
Yeah, exactly. So I felt that personally when I switched on this diffuse light and I kept it, but tried to click a selfie and all, I felt that the light was hitting my eyes a bit. Like, it wasn't entirely properly diffused and all, but it's still much lower than what you'd get with a standard phone with a front facing flash.
Yeah, if you have a selfie flash on the front and if it's not diffused, then it's going to blind you when you're clicking in low light. But this is diffused. It cannot be completely diffused because it's going to just eliminate the whole reason it's there. Because
then there'll be no light.
No light. So it's not entirely diffused, but it's just about enough to kind of give you that, amount, that lighting you'd need when you're clicking in low light.
Yeah, so were you happy with the selfies you clicked?
Honestly, on this phone, yes. The cameras on this thing are good. When clicking selfies, it does click good selfies. And if you are looking at only a selfie-focused phone, I would say that it's among the top five phones in that range to click good photos with.
Yeah, so only problem, once again, we come back to the same catch, right? Can you buy it? Again, flash sale model.
Yeah, so...
This is something that, we say this in every episode, and Xiaomi should really please, if you're listening, just stop this flash sale model. Please just let people buy this. Yeah. And at this point, I think you've been in the country for 4 years. There's really no excuse for you to
figure out your logistics, guys.
Yeah. Week on week, apart from the marketing hype, which it gets and people are excited and they talk about the phone and all that. But
honestly, even if you check OLX, and a lot of people buy this in flash sale and then sell it at a premium on these other sites.
Yeah, which is a problem, right? Yeah. I mean, already if you go to an offline store to pick it up, you're paying a premium. If you go online also, you have to pay a premium. So this sort of, how do you, the only way I can describe it without mincing any words is black marketing tactic, where people buy these, hoard these and sell them at a premium. So that kind of a tactic is really bad for any company and its image. I mean, if you have an MRP and advertise it, we rate it based on the MRP. But the price that people buy it at, if it's higher, it really does not reflect very well on Xiaomi.
Yeah.
And this is a criticism that we can also level at other phones that compete with this one, such as the Realme 1, which is again hardly ever available. Yeah. And same thing with the Asus Zenfone Max Pro M1, which is also a competing phone.
Yeah.
And since we mentioned those two, I think, you know, we should probably talk about how this phone fares against the competition.
Yeah, so this, again, like, you know, when you look at the Realme 1 and you look at the Asus Zenfone Max Pro M1, I'm happy I got the name right. So, you know, these two phones are kind of made in such a way that, you know, you have the maximum performance available at that particular price point. Whereas the Y2, it's not very, like, I won't say it's completely fair to compare this with these two phones, because this is like a selfie-focused smartphone wherein, you know, the other things have taken a backseat. Now, for the Realme, you can see that, you know, it lacks a fingerprint scanner at that price point, which is, it's fairly common in other phones. It's just so that, you know, it can meet that price point with that level of hardware. With the, you know, the Asus phone, I think probably Asus is taking a hit on every phone it's selling, because at that price point, you have seen, like, Xiaomi has been selling good hardware at low prices. And Xiaomi's lowest price for that is the Redmi, you know, the Note 5 Pro, which is going at 14999. And Asus is going at 11999, if I'm not wrong, or 10999. So that is a very hard, like, it's, the difference is 3 to 4 grand per phone. And that's huge when you know that these phones are going to sell in huge volumes. So yeah, this is not a phone for that. It's only primarily for selfie people, like, who want to click a lot of selfies. But if you don't, if you know, selfies is not your thing and you want performance, well, I think the Realme and the Asus are like, you know, a better option to this phone. This is not in the same range as that when it comes to performance. Selfies, yeah, I think this probably might be a tad bit better than the other two.
Yeah, true that. But once again, right, I mean, like, if you look at it, there is always a compromise to be made. Like, we can't have a phone at, you know, in this price range.
A perfect all-rounder, it's very, very hard to find. Because at the end of the day, if you want a perfect all-rounder that has good performance, good cameras, good battery life, well, somebody will have to pay the price. And if people are not willing to do it, the company is not going to take the hit on every device they sell. So, no, that's not going to work.
Yeah, true that. Also, it was quite funny with the Zenfone Max Pro M1. When they launched the phone, I think about a day or two later, Xiaomi increased the price of the Redmi Note 5
Pro. Yeah, it was actually, you know, surprising, because Xiaomi bumped the price up right when there was a competitor there. I don't know what's going with Xiaomi.
Yeah, maybe they realized that, okay, we have too many people trying to order this phone every week. We can increase the price and still find, you know, 80% of the buyers or something.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know.
And it's fine. I don't know if they are shipping volumes and if it's stocking out in flash sales quickly, it means, yeah, Xiaomi can still sell the phone at a higher price.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a beta test for them to figure out if they can charge like a slight premium.
Yeah, but at this point, like, with the reviews that these phones get, I'm pretty sure that, you know, even at like 1,000 rupees more,
I don't think it's going to pinch people. People are going to go for it anyway.
Yeah, that's what. But yeah, so the Y2, I mean, selfie wise, pretty good. What's it? 16 megapixel
selfie camera. Yeah.
Yeah. And is the rear camera like as good in terms of video and all?
So when I was using it, now this thing does not have OIS at this price point. Okay, OIS is
optical image stabilization.
You cannot expect optical image stabilization, but it has EIS, electronic image stabilization. And when I enabled it on this phone, it actually works. So when you're walking while recording, it will stabilize and smoothen the image. The other issue is this does not have continuous autofocus. So whenever you're moving or something, you'll have to tap to kind of make the phone focus where you want it to. But apart from that, camera-wise, you will get stable footage with the EIS. Like, the EIS works, you know, while walking. If you're recording it from a moving car or something, well, it should be able to stabilize it to quite an extent. But it works, basically. So if you want it for video or something, yeah, you can go in for the Y2.
All right. So before we wrap up this podcast, I think thoughts on battery life are in order.
Yeah. So, you know, looking at the price and everything, when I saw the Y2, this has a 3080 milliamp hour battery. And you check the comments in the video. Of our review video, a lot of people are saying that, you know, no, they've skimmed on the battery life, you know, they should have opted for it. And well, Xiaomi could have done it. I'm saying it because the Redmi Note 5 is at the same price point. It has a 4000 milliamp hour battery. So battery life, yes, because the capacities are different. And I can say it that the battery life on this thing is not going to be as good as the Redmi Note 5, because both have the same processor, both get same storage and RAM options, and both run MIUI. So you are going to get slightly better battery life in the Redmi Note 5, whereas not the same kind of battery life on the Y2. So if battery life is a priority, you can see it's not that the Y2 is not going to last you a day. Mm. It will last you one day. Even I, in our, you know, the battery loop test, the video loop test that we conduct, I've gone like 14 hours, 46 minutes. That's close to like 15 hours on a battery loop test, which is good. And the phone lasted me one day easily. You would charge it probably next morning. So one day battery life is good. But if you want a little extra, or if you're a gamer, if you game quite often, then the Note 5 is a better option.
Okay. So it's also probably interesting to note here that, I mean, if people are going only by battery capacity, then they're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's also a lot about how your smartphone manufacturer optimizes the software to make ideal use of the battery. Now, Zenfone Max Pro M1 is a smartphone where we saw this quite a lot. Even though the smartphone is priced really well, it has a 5000 milliampere hour battery, if yeah. I'm not mistaken. And we noticed that after the update, I mean, the most maybe around 3 weeks ago, we checked after they had a software update. We noticed that the battery life actually dropped a bit. And even before that, we had seen that the battery life on that phone was not better than the Redmi Note 5 Pro, which has a 4000 milliampere hour battery, 4080 or something like that.
Yeah.
So like just because a phone has 5000 or 10000 milliampere hour of a battery doesn't mean that it'll last long. In real world usage and in our tests, the Redmi Y2's battery has proved to be sufficient. Yeah. It's not a misleading number, unlike what you see in certain other phones. So that's probably the most important thing for you to remember. All right then. So Aditya, do you have any final thoughts like about the Redmi Y2 before we close the episode?
Well, the Redmi Y2, you know, like I said, selfies. If you click a lot of selfies, if you want to gift it to someone who clicks a lot of selfies, then the Y2 makes sense. But if you have other priorities, like you want a lot of performance, you have the Realme one, or you have the Zenfone Max Pro M1. And apart from that, well, you can kind of wait, because we've recently started seeing leaks of the Xiaomi Mi A2 and the Mi A2 Lite.
Hmm.
So the A2 Lite might be in the same price segment or a little higher. And if you can stretch your budget, you know, you can opt for that then.
Yeah, but if it has stock Android, then I probably won't recommend that, because the Mi A1, let's just say that I've faced quite a few problems with that smartphone. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Instagram stories generation, I mean, this phone is probably the best one in the sub 10,000 rupee price segment. Yeah. Yeah. But for the rest of us, maybe other phones from Xiaomi and competitors would be better. I think that's all we have for this episode of Orbital, and we will see you with another episode next week. As always, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360. And do subscribe to our show via the Apple Podcasts app on your iPhone, or the Google Podcast app, which is just launched, or the Google app on your phone. Just search for Orbital Podcast Gadgets360 and you can find us. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, do write to us at podcast@gadgets360.com. Thank you so much for listening.